Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight clear with a low of 46. A new dental clinic is opening in Racine to serve low-income families. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave announced that Familia Dental will open in the former Blockbuster building at 5201 Washington Avenue. According to a news release, the company accepts Medicaid, most insurance plans, and offers a significant discount to uninsured patients. In a statement, Dr. Kushan Azad, the CEO of Familia Dental, said he came from an underserved background and wanted to combine his passion for dentistry with the goal of helping others in the community. The clinic is scheduled to open later this month. Delagrave and Azad will hold a news conference on Friday to officially announce the opening. One of the country's largest trucking firms has opened a new terminal in Racine County. Estes Express Lines, based in Richmond, Virginia, is now operating a 24-door terminal near I-94 and Highway 11, the company's ninth facility in Wisconsin. Estes operates in the less-than-a-truckload sector, hauling shipments from many customers in the same trailer. A Racine teenager had to undergo emergency surgery after suffering a severe injury to his arm, allegedly during a burglary attempt Sunday afternoon. Racine police were called to the 600 block of Walton Avenue just before 3:30 to investigate a report of a man who had been running in the area and bleeding heavily. Officers followed a blood trail to the alley in the 2100 block of Erie Street, where they found the teen. At first, he said he was the victim of a crime and gave officers a false name, but they later learned his true identity. Officers also followed the blood trail back to a home in the 1800 block of LaSalle Street where they found it had been broken into. The incident remains under investigation. The Kenosha Fire Department says damage to a home at 1912 62nd Street Sunday afternoon was extensive, about $80,000 worth, but no one was hurt and the cause turned out to be a child playing with a lighter. The American Red Cross was contacted about offering help to the three adults and four children who lived there. The first arriving fire crews reported a lot of flames, prompting an immediate call for extra personnel and equipment. A fire in Racine last night caused about $30,000 damage to a home at 3208 Republic Avenue, which is considered suspicious because it started on the outside. Flames worked their way up to the second-level exterior while reaching parts of the interior. And an electrical problem is believed to have started a house in Summers on fire at 6626 31st Street Sunday. Responding crews had the flames out within a matter of minutes, but it caused a lot of smoke, which affected some of the family's pets. The 2016 budget review process for the city of Racine resumes this week, including the public hearing Thursday night. There's nothing about it in next year's spending plan, but it did receive a brief mention earlier with Finance Director David Brown, the issue of possibly reducing the current four quarters tax payment system down to two. Brown told aldermen that aside from less labor attention to it with his staff, the bills themselves could be simplified.
Right now we have a bifold sheet that's two pieces of paper. That could probably be cut down to one. And really going off into the future, should we ever want to work with the county and have the county collect a second installment like they do for all the other areas within our county, we would need to be on a two-payment plan to be able to facilitate that.
Brown pointed out there's no proposal in the 2016 budget for switching to a two-payment plan, which received considerable discussion a few years ago but was ultimately rejected. Another candidate has announced a run for mayor of Kenosha. 16th District Alderman Bob Johnson has filed paperwork to run for mayor, while also filing for non-candidacy in his district. Until today, former Mayor John Antaramian was the only candidate for mayor after two other hopefuls dropped out. Current Mayor Keith Bosman announced earlier this year that he would not seek re-election. Coming up tonight, the Burlington Area School District Board is scheduled to fill a vacancy that officially opens next week with the resignation of Larry Anderson. There are five candidates, former school board member Susan Kessler, along with former candidates Barry Schmalling and Jim Berndt, plus Patricia Retta and Christine Gulkey-Larry. All of the names will be listed on a ballot in alphabetical order, and after the first vote, if one person has a simple majority, at least four votes, that individual will get the position. Anderson cannot participate, so just six board members will be voting. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.